As a public service each day this week, NPR is making available a few minutes for statements provided by the major party presidential candidates. Today we hear from Republican candidate Bob Dole.
Hello, I'm Bob Dole. Ever since I began this campaign, I carried in my pocket a copy of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. This amendment says that the powers not specifically reserved to the federal government or denied to the states should be given to the states and to the people. There are some in Washington, D.C. who have forgotten about this amendment, as the federal government has grown ever larger and more intrusive. My goal as president is to dust off the 10th Amendment and restore it to its rightful place in the Constitution. One of the most important differences between me and President Clinton is that my first instinct is to trust the American people. His first instinct is to trust the government. In his first 3 years and a half in office, President Clinton gave us 220,126 new pages of regulations, the most new pages of regulations since the Carter administration. And there's no way of telling how many more pages of regulations we'd have to deal with had the president succeeded in imposing his health care plan on the American people. Don't forget that plan. Remember that plan. The president wanted to put the federal government in charge of your health care. The plan would have imposed 17 new taxes. Would have cost more than $1.5 trillion, yes, I said trillion dollars over 10 years, and would have created 200 new regional health care cooperatives and 50 new government bureaucracies run by 50,000 new government employees. And by the way, the Congressional Joint Economic Committee also estimated that it would have led to a loss of 600,000 to 3.8 million jobs. Thankfully, Republicans in Congress, joined by a few Democrats who couldn't believe what the president proposed, united with the American people to defeat this huge government takeover. Amazingly enough, however, there are still those in the Clinton administration who suggest that the president's plan was the right one for America, and if given a chance, they may just try one more time to impose it on the American people. With your help, they won't get that chance. A Dole administration will trust the people for a change.
Former Senator Bob Dole. Tomorrow, as part of this series of presidential campaign statements, we'll hear from Democratic candidate Bill Clinton.